Hey, listeners, it's Nate Leslie from the West Coast Hockey Prep Camp and Leslie Global Sports. I'm here with Tiffany Chu, member of the University of British Columbia women's hockey team. Tiffany, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. So we're talking today, as many people may know, because due to some circumstances in your background, you've piqued some interest of the Chinese women's national team. You just played them with your varsity team the other day. Can you tell us a little bit
Yes.
about how that has all come about?
It was a good game. We won 4-1 against them, and it was a very fast-paced game, and there were a lot of people in the stands, which was it made me extremely starstruck as I was skating around in warm up, and it was just a really good game, and the Chinese team came over here to learn a bit about from us, and I think we learned a bit from them too.
Right on. Now, is that the biggest crowd you've played in front of?
Yeah, and my first university game, so I was kind of thrust into that spotlight a little bit.
Wow, right on. Now, the interest that they have in you, can you tell us a bit about your Chinese background?
Well, my parents immigrated from Hong Kong. My mom came to Canada 25 years ago, and my dad 45 years ago. So they were both born in Hong Kong, but I was born here in Vancouver.
Okay, and so the interest that they have sort of piqued in you, did that come about after the game, or they knew ahead of time? Likely, had you been in contact with the team at all before the game?
Well, I actually had dinner with their team a few days before the game, and I actually sat down with some of them and talked about my background and how I and just like about how I could possibly be on the Chinese national team.
Wow, that's great. Now, you and I know each other from the West Coast Hockey Prep Camp, and also you trained with us at the Oval High Performance last spring. You were in grade 12 last year. Does that seem like a wild ride from being in high school to a few months later being having dinner with the Chinese women's national team?
Oh, for sure. I've been at the same high school for my whole life, and then having to adjust to university and varsity hockey, and then having these opportunities just spring up in my first few months of transitioning has been just mind blowing to me. Like, I just have so much to juggle, and so much has been thrown at me these couple of weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. You have always struck me as when you were in grade 12 last year as a mature grade 12 student that was ready to move on. But what do you think has been the biggest adjustment to being in university?
Right now, definitely the schoolwork. They're in high school, I feel like they just wanted you to succeed and get into a university, but now they're testing you to see your potential and how well you cope with everything.
You have a full course load and playing varsity hockey?
Yes, I'm taking four courses.
Okay, what are you studying?
I'm in sciences right now.
Okay. And okay, so your interaction, let's get back to this national team stuff. So the national team is over here, and you believe that, just tell me what you know about their program, how they're training together, and what they might be training for.
Well, I know that they're over here to develop their national team in preparation for the Beijing Olympics in 2022, because there's not much competition in China. And I've also heard that because of the Olympics coming up, they're really amping up their winter sports. And I've heard, like, for example, they're building 120 new stadiums in China, which is really cool. And it's really brave of them to come over here to play against different Canadian teams. Actually, they were in Toronto for a few months just to play teams over there too. So
Wow.
it's really cool for them to just come over and play a variety of teams, especially in Canada, which is like one of the biggest countries for hockey.
Yeah. Now, I was in Beijing consulting with a youth hockey organization last January, and what I was told and noticed right away is that the teams stopped at the older ages, 12, 13, 14 years old, because school becomes so serious. Now, you've learned that this team is training full time. This is all these girls are doing, right? Can you tell us a bit about that?
As when I was at the dinner with them, I actually found out that they don't go to school, that they actually just they get paid to play hockey, which is really cool, and they train together every day. So
Wow. Now,
it was really like eye-opening just hearing about that.
yeah. And now I saw a little clip of you on TV as I was doing a little bit of research, and you had the meal, and it was you thought you might know what you were getting into, but they despite the fact that the meal was in Vancouver, they showed you some food that maybe you and your family haven't gotten yourselves into as well. Was that a pretty unique cultural experience, even though you're here in Vancouver?
Yeah, for sure. Like it was just a big learning experience, from the food to like talking to the girls. It was actually also like eye-opening, because I talked to them in English and they knew English, but I did not know Chinese, so I felt a little embarrassed.
Right.
But it was good that we didn't have that language barrier and that I could just ask them questions.
Yeah. So, you speak English with your parents then?
I understand a little bit of Cantonese, but I only speak English.
Okay. Yeah. And you've been to a lot of team dinners now in your time with UBC Women's Program. Anything strike you different just in terms of traditions or routines that they had in their team dinners compared to your more Canadian team dinner?
Do you mean like the one a few days before? Because we also had a dinner right before the game, and we had a mix of, like, say from us, we gave them pasta, and they gave us some Chinese noodles and fried rice, and it was a good culture mix. We all ate a bit of everything, and everything just tasted really good.
All right on. Okay, let's back up yet to where you were the only one there without your UBC teammates. If you
Oh,
compare
okay.
their team meal where it was they were doing it their way, was it different, same? Anything strike you as interesting in that team setting when you were the outsider?
Well, I was also with Steph Schottmeyer, who is not Chinese, so I think she was definitely thrown out of her comfort zone, but it was just, I knew some of the food, so it was nice, but it was also interesting to see like which like different foods that were out of my comfort zone as well, although it wasn't as bad as Steph, I
Yeah,
guess.
how did she weasel her way into there? You were allowed to bring a buddy?
I think it was because she's the captain and we just needed some
Right.
representation.
Right on. Oh, that's great. That would have been an amazing experience for her. Well, cool. So you've been in touch. I believe their coach is Canadian and he maybe used to coach a Canadian women's team. Is that right? Or a Canadian university team?
I'm not too certain, but I know he coached a university team.
Okay, and you've had some conversations with him. What, let's say you were hockey aside, let's say you were good enough. What has to happen for you in order to have that chance to be with their team in the future?
Well, I first have to get a Hong Kong ID, because without that, they said that they won't even consider me. So I have to get that first, and I just have to communicate with them to see how to get it done. And I
Okay.
also haven't actually talked to the head coach. I've talked to, I think, some other people. I'm not exactly sure their roles on the team, but they were also very nice. And I talked to them after my game yesterday with the TNT, and they said, as long as I keep working hard, then maybe I'll have an opportunity.
Great. Well, that's in your first year of trying to crack the UBC lineup, but with this on your mind, you've got some things to aspire to and some motivations to keep working hard, eh? Right on. Great. Any advice for let's get back to your CIS experience right now. Any advice for some of our younger female players that are maybe in bantam or midget that are looking ahead and looking towards what might be available to them after minor hockey? Any words of advice that things that you've learned or things that that you've been able to focus on that have been part of your success getting to where you're at right now?
I would say put yourself out there. Give yourself the exposure to coaches and different teams. Like, go to different camps, or even just a quick email is good enough. And just like getting yourself out there so that you have the opportunity to play after minor hockey.
Great. To be proactive, right?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Okay, Tiffany, well, I'm sure you've got lots to do as a full-time student with this whirlwind and all these media calls. Thank you for taking the time. Just stay on the line as we hang up. But to everybody else, thank you for listening and get in touch with us if you'd like to explore this more.